neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Nazir. It's described that the Shalomad ki yafli neder. Yafli, pele. Pele means wondrous. So this Shalomad has a very simple background of being a Yehudi. He's not related to a Kohen or the Levi. He's a simple man. So he makes an Eder. Why? Because the environment is very disruptive. So he says, you know what? I'm not going to drink wine anymore. So this is Pele, one of the Ajayeb. So here we see all of a sudden he says, Kinezer Lokav Arbosho. Ibn Sholam says, you know what? I have a copy of my crown. I give it to you. Nezer elokav al rosho. Al rosho. And we see many times it talks about shaving the head, the hair. So what's the connection between the hair and the oath that he made? And the wine. What's the connection? What is the connection?
Does hair
accept too? The hair? Well, could, yeah. But many other parts of body does too. Now, let's go back a little bit to Parshat Noah. When he finished his cruise and he landed, how many times he mentions Yain over there? Have you counted?
Little.
You have to do
more.
Beat more. You didn't count? What do you count usually?
The days of the week.
You don't count these things? Yeah, in Parashat Noach, when Noach came out of his teva, as mentioned, 13 times. Yain, 13 times. Why? Because the New York value of the 13 is equal to Ehad. And then Ehad is who? Yom Hashanah. So now here Gemara explains, Yain brings Yelala. Yeah. Yain gets your mind out of control. So here we see there's a beautiful remez. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbeinu Bach here brings this, that 13 times has mentioned Yain. Why? Because it's not only the Yain, there's a concept that is called, what is it called? It's a concept, addicted, to be addicted. What is addicted means? What is the other term for addiction?
Dependence
and what else?
Habit.
What else?
Not to let go.
There's another term that you use. When someone is addicted, that means what is he to that habit that he has?
Slave.
He is hooked to it.
Hooked,
Make sense? He's hooked to it. So that means everyone in life, he is hooked to some type of habit. It's a sleeping, it's an addiction that we are hooked to it. Eating is an addiction that we are hooked to it. People, they sit in front of box, and there are 40 people that play, and they're hooked to it for hours and hours and hours and hours. And even they cry, because these people, they play around, and they're so hooked to it. Hours a day. And somebody told me, they even don't understand it. It's not in English. No, really, it's not even, and she or he, whoever that is, they had to go to learn the other language to understand this. During the day, at, I don't know, 12 o'clock, hours and hours and hours, you hooked it. Here, Totasha comes and says, Ki afli neder, why? Because it's addiction, when you're hooked, you know, you hook to go. You're hooked to do things that you're not supposed to do. Why are you doing it? because it became part of your system. And here, Totam Shem is saying, Tarki Adat, what's going to do to you? Is going to bring you sickness. 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 When you decide that, you know, this addiction, this habit, well, I'm hooked to it, you know what? I'm going to stop. Till now, ta inja, ad kan, that's it. It's like somebody smokes 2 packs a day. You say, stop, stop, you know, how much is a pack a day? $10? How much? $5? $10?
Eight.
You know what it is?
2 meals.
$600 a month. How could you do this to yourself? I'll forget, you know, about lungs. I'll forget. We get you another one. But the money, how can you spend so much money? It doesn't go through his head. Why? Because he's addicted. And here, people, like let's say 7, 8 o'clock, they sit. They have popcorn and potato chips and sit in front of this thing for hours. What are you doing to yourself? So he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Why? Because he's following such a fake and nonsense thing on a daily basis. What are you doing to yourself? You know, people, they spend many, many years off to gain. People spend many years and years and years off to make something out of themselves. Like, you know, go to medical school, law school, what else? To become something. So now after they graduated, what do they give them?
Diploma.
Certificate, right, yeah. Diploma. So what do you do with the diploma?
They hang it on the wall.
Hang it on the wall. So now, how do you need to hang it? Well, what do you need to hang it? How do you hang it? What do you hang it? How do you hang it? You dig it? Yeah, you get a frame, you get a nail, and then what?
Hammer.
And then what do you do?
Bang.
Bang. So now all of a sudden, the nail becomes bent. What do you do?
Take it out.
What do you do? You keep banging?
No.
No? Why? You bang?
Take out the nail and try to straighten it again.
So now, if you leave the nail that is bent, so you want to hang the frame, what's going to happen?
Falls
down. It's going to fall down and break to pieces. Here, many in life, they go through every day on a bended attitude. And they keep banging and banging and banging. And then they want to hang something on it. And what is this that they want to hang? Their tefillah, their tehillim, their Torah. But it doesn't work that way. It's bent. It's not going to work that way. And you know how hard it is to make a nail straight? Have you tried it? You have to put it like this and then...
After a few times you bang it on your nail,
You know how painful that is?
Yeah, I did that.
But that's what our story is all about, because we are habited to something that is not healthy. And we keep doing it, and we want to hang whatever good things that we do and something that is bent. It's not going to work that way. And that's what exactly the Tuatana Adosha. No, the problem here is we are full of complaints. So Hakem doesn't go through, Hakem doesn't happen. And the answer is very simple, because we based our all credit at something that is bent. You cannot hang something that is bent. You have to make it straight. And that's what Tuatana Adosha comes and says, Ki yafli neder, pele. It's not an easy thing to do, but if you succeed to make it straight, you have the crown of Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to say, till now, this addiction, whatever it is, we all have, you know, some type of addiction that we are hooked to it. And we cannot go on without it because we feel that's how it is. That's how it should be. That's what I have to do. But that's not true at all. I'm basing my mentality, the nail that is bent, and I keep banging and banging and banging. It doesn't work that way. You have to make it straight. And that's what exactly this whole concept of the Nazir is all about. that it's difficult, it's not something that right away can be accomplished, but gradually we have to fix it. And you get such a credit from the Ribono Shel Olam that gives his crown, Kinezer Elokav Rosho, greater than a Kohen Gadol. Because Kohen Gadol can get involved with a dead body that he runs into on the road. But this person can't. Why? Because he did such an impossible thing. He said, you know what? All my life I did this. I want to do it. I'm hooked to it. He said, no, no more. That's it. Today, I'm going to stop. And you see how your life is going to change. How you see how the bracha is going to come, how simcha is going to come, how shefa is going to come. Because that has such an importance to Ribono Shel Olam, that you stop and say, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore. Hashem is like, you know, Ribono Shel Olam yosef koach and the right chokmah to be able to mesameach et avinu shebashamayim. Amen. Yom tov u'mevarach. Koil ha'neshamot, halel ko halelu ko. Koil ha'neshamot, neshamo sheli. Koil ha'neshamot, halel ko halelu ko. Koil ha'neshamot, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.